So this is going to be a very short and very simple homily. All I want to do is point out one feature in the gospel that you all know already. But I also want to suggest that if you can get past your familiarity with what you already know and really think about it, then it is startling. What we're told in this gospel passage. So, to start in a sort of slightly strange place, in Greek, classical Greek, the letter A at the beginning of a word usually means without. So, you have a word that begins with the letter A, and then you follow it with an adjective. It means without whatever that adjective is describing. So, in ancient Greek, the word for abundance or fertile is aphtonos. So at the beginning of the word is that letter A, meaning without, and phtonos in Greek means envy or jealousy. Fascinating. So if you were to translate aphtonos, which comes to mean abundant and fertile, if you translate it absolutely literally, what it means is a, without, phtonos, envy. Without envy, without jealousy. And the idea behind that is that an abundant harvest or a fertile or aphtonos field was one that the gods did not look upon with envy. And of course, there's a notion behind that, embedded in the language, there's a notion of what God and divine justice was like. God or the gods were those people or forces who punished you when you got too big for your boots. Or when you tried to make something more of yourself, the gods would punish you. The great sin in all Greek tragedy is hubris, pride. Person who tries to reach beyond their allotted place in the world, their allotted place in the order of things. And so they do this, they commit the sin of pride, and then they must be punished by the gods, by the Furies sometimes. So hold that idea of what God is like in your head for a moment. And put simply, that is not the God that Jesus Christ shows to us. And we're so familiar with this notion, this Christian notion of God, but we forget how startling, how strange, and how striking it is. Jesus shows to us not an impersonal force of vengeance that will punish us if we don't remain in our place. Rather, he reveals to us a God whom we can address as Father. Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples. He said to them, say this when you pray. Father. And when you really think about it, that changes everything. You think that God can be addressed intimately as Father. It's startling. And you think that the author of black holes and supernovas and all of the services scattered throughout the universe so powerful, invites us to address him as Father. It's incredible, really, actually, when you stop to think about it. And it changes everything. So I'm not going to draw conclusions for you. I'm not going to tell you what you should think about that fact. All I'm doing is pointing you to the fact that Jesus tells us that this God of ours, who breathes the universe into existence from nothing, this God of ours invites us